woman up in Boston, and she had a cinder in her eye.
Oh, what?
A cinder. A piece of cinder. And she stopped, and I stopped, and that's when I took the cinder out of her eye.
And that's when you married her?
That's right. Oh, I got the deposition first. That took 2 days.
I see. Pretty quick, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I imagine Eunice will be rather surprised at this.
Your daughter? Oh, she can't be any more surprised than I am. Hey, Judge Doolittle, you know, when people get married, they usually go on a honeymoon.
Nonsense. Honeymoons are a waste of time.
Yes, sir. But you know how women are, and if it wouldn't inconvenience
you... How about Higgins against Higgins? It'll inconvenience them, won't it?
No, sir. That is, if you'll pardon me, I've arranged a continuance with the opposing counsel.
A continuance, eh? All right, Mason, take a week.
A week? Oh, well, I'm afraid I couldn't very well make it in a week. You see, we were going to Bermuda.
10 days, then.
Well, we were sort of hoping for a month.
A month? 4 weeks?
Yes, sir. You see, Jane's waiting out in the car for me, and I told her we could probably stay down there for a few weeks.
Now, see here, Mason, Higgins against Higgins is much more important than Bermuda. You'll see all that's necessary in 10 days. It's a very small island.
But, 10 days, Judge Doolittle.
10 days.
Well, go on, Johnny. Go on.
Oh, the boss was swell, Jane. I showed him your picture.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah. He was marvelous. I couldn't congratulate me enough.
Well, then you didn't have any trouble about the month off.
Oh, well, no. Not what you'd call